This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Facebook stream is off because it's time for the Think Tank, and we have a couple guys on, and you wouldn't be able to see them because we don't have enough cameras, but we're going to try to remedy that. I think today went pretty well, you know?
Yeah.
First experiment.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to, I mean, number one, it gets more normal, so you're not as distracted by things happening on the screen. But I can tell you, you keep doing it, those numbers are going to go up.
Great for listener engagement, though. Like, we need to have them on now so they can ask questions of the Think Tank guys. Like, that would be great.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You know, they can weigh in and they can give, talk about this topic or that topic. That's like immediately giving the listeners what they want.
Well, when we have more time to plan, maybe we can do it where we set a camera further back that catches both
of those
spots.
That's a great idea. Yeah. No, that's a great idea. Just have a studio cam.
Yeah.
Nice. Look at you.
I got ideas.
I mean, for a guy with such little eyes.
I know, it's amazing. They're beady. I got beady eyes.
Yeah. Kind of evil.
Tiny little. Yeah, I know.
Kind of yellow.
It's kind of wild. Look me.
Steve Ellman is here, the chief executive out in St. Charles County. Chuck Summers is here, Democrat union guy who will be taking on Ann Wagner in the upcoming elections. Good to see you both. How's everything?
Good to be here.
You are getting a lot of compliments. Everyone who comes in here, like Elam's trying to take your seat, and they're talking about, oh, big shoes to fill, and he's been great, and he's such a statesman, so good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Does it feel like that?
Thank them.
Do you feel like, job well done, I can go do my next thing?
Well, I still got a few things I'd like to achieve in the next 1 year, 10 months,
tell
and
us about
14
it.
Days.
What's on the desk?
Well... A lot of things down at East West Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things. I think we really need to get the some things straightened out in the city before the region can move forward. And if the region doesn't move forward, eventually St. Charles County will be no growth just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is, what's plugging up the system? If you were the chief executive of all of it and you could just kind of do what Donald Trump's been doing and write executive orders, what would you move out of the way? Where's the log jam?
I think the problem at East West Gateway is the same problem that we have really in the state and in the country, and that is too many people on the extremes and not enough people in the middle that can find a way to get things done.
I was thinking about this. Michael Kelly is the first person I heard say it, so I'll give him credit, when he said that the problem with St. Louis city politics is that the progressives are looking for pie-in-the-sky national issues as opposed to on-the-ground, run-the-city, potholes, cops, pick up the trash.
Well, Michael Kelly grew up in St. Charles County.
There you go.
So he has some real good common sense ideas. His dad was the kind of traditional Democrat when he was alive and a big union supporter and leader of the unions in the region. I mean, people like me and the Republican Party, we look forward to the chance to work with him. Because even though we didn't agree on everything, we could always find some things we did agree on and get some problems solved.
Well, I think his point... You can expand it nationally because I have spent the last 20 years before coming to KMOX on 97.1, where I turned into a conservative. My mom and dad were both union Democrats, and so I grew up thinking I was a Democrat. And then Bush, Gore, and all that stuff, I realized I was much more conservative than I thought. And then with the onset of Donald Trump and MAGA, I couldn't align with that stuff. And so I'm kind of a man without a country now. But I was thinking how with progressives, I think they do the same thing on a national level, that I care about transgender people. I care about lots of the things that they care about, but I don't care about them. They're not in my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe you can care about something that's out of your top 10. We like you have stuff with your family. You care about your family, but it's not in your top 10 certain issues.
Well, I have the same situation. And I think about, you know, we've got a lot of conservatives now getting elected school boards. And I've been trying to get more conservatives on school boards for the last 30 years. But I wanted them there so that they could tighten up the discipline, so that they could keep the academic standards high, and they could do those sorts of things. Now, you know, the things they want to do now, though, is take books out of the library, and I'm sure there are some books that probably need to come out of the library. Even you and I could agree on which ones they are.
Mm-hmm.
But on my list of things, that's 10, 11, or 12th. The big thing for me is let's get these kids under control and let's quit dumbing them down and start educating them and raising the standards instead of lowering.
Chuck, how do you get your fellow Democrats to focus on the national potholes as opposed to the national pie in the sky things?
Two things. Can I first address the city thing?
Of course.
How to make the city better? I think the first thing to making our city better is a city-county merger. I think the redundancy and all the little fiefdoms and all these little governments is nothing but a waste of taxpayer dollars. And I think if we, like the rest of the regions that we have to compete with, have already done this, and I think it puts us behind the eight ball by not progressing and doing something like that. I know we've had, you know, a couple of committees looking at it and trying to move that direction, but it seems like it gets shot down before it even has a chance to get started. And then the second thing I would say is the woke thing and the transgenderism. The Trump campaign had over $200 million on spent on advertising on transgender issues. The Kamala's campaign didn't say a word about it. So I think it was part of them using that issue to drive a wedge between people and they basically it's part of the culture war, and it's a way to get people fired up and enraged inside so they vote against their own economic interest.
It's a good point.
I think the Democratic Party has to go back to their roots, and that's representing working class people. That's why I'm running for office, because middle class people, overtaxed, overburdened, underrepresented, they need somebody at the table negotiating for them. That's why I want to run for office. That's what I want to do. I think we need kitchen table issues again, and that is the basis of my campaign, and I hope the rest of the Democrats are listening to me and follow suit.
Hey, Chuck, on the city, I mean, it's going to be tough to get city and county together because people in the county are going to be opposed to it.
Correct.
But what about as a first step, just getting rid of the county offices in the city? There's no reason why the county assessor and recorder of deeds and collector and all that couldn't do the same thing for the county. Instead, you basically hire a whole new bureaucracy you know, to do the job that could be done on the county level.
I think that's a step in the right direction. Anytime you can narrow down government and still produce for the people, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about, so on a national level, it seems to me, I've really backed off on the politics thing on the show in general. I've really backed off on the Trump thing, and it's primarily because he won. Hey, he won. He's my president. And I'm also really turned off by watching CNN especially just be the anti-Trump station. Like, here's the news and here's why Trump's dumb. I don't like that. I don't want to be a part of that. I will say this, though. It seems to me that the way Donald Trump is conducting his administration, hitting the ground running, the things he's trying to do, it's either going to be a big win or a big loss. Would you guys agree with that?
Well, are you suggesting maybe I should take a page out of his book and just announce that St. Charles County is going to take over North City?
There you go.
And we're going to move everybody out and then turn it into the Riviera of the Mississippi Valley.
People think you'd lost your damn mind.
I mean, you know, you can see, people get excited about things that are said, you know, and they overreact to what's been said. Let's wait and see what actually is possible to do.
I think it's ironic that everything he is doing right now is from the book, that Project 2025, that he said he had absolutely nothing to do with. They all ran away from that when it was exposed before the campaign and denied and said they weren't going to do anything that has anything to do with it. And now that he's in office, everything that is being implemented is coming straight out of Project 2025. I think that's something to talk about.
Anything, Chuck, that he's doing that you say, I don't like him, but he's doing the right thing here.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. I mean,
you have to be for getting the bloat out of federal government. I think we're all for that.
So, but I think there's a way to do that, though. I'm running for office because that's Congress's job. That's what they're supposed to do. So right now, what they have done is they have abdicated their responsibility to an unelected bureaucrat, something conservatives have been talking about for decades. And we have an oligarch that is in charge with multiple conflicts of interest. He's been getting rid of agencies that have him under investigation and have fines against him. And I just don't think that's right. I think that's Congress's job. And as a matter of fact, I would like to see Congress, the people that are voting for waste, abuse, and a fraud, make them have that vote, because then we know who to vote out. So I think that's Congress's job, and I think there's a way to do it. And taking a meat cleaver to somebody that is under surgery, it's actually costing people's lives. And I really scratch my head, and I try to find something that I can agree with, Dave. And I can't.
But Dave, we're in the same spot now we were before the election. A week before the election, I was asked on a different radio show to make a prediction. And I predicted that Trump would win. And I said, I think he's going to win a lot more than people think he's going to win. And people said, why are you saying that? I said, well, because when you're doing polling, there was a lot of people before the election, they didn't like his sales pitch. But the fact is, they liked what he was selling. His first month in office, I don't care much for a sales pitch. But I want to see, is he able to actually sell what he's talking about? And if he is, you know, without going overboard, as you suggest, then I think he's going to be a success.
I know that part of Donald Trump is the hyperbole, and any smart person on either side has to, we shouldn't be forced to, but if you're going to deal with Donald Trump, you have to know that. But when he comes out with quotes like, if you're saving the country, it's impossible to break the law, and they say I can't run for a third term, I don't know, we'll see about that. I mean, as a Republican and a conservative, does that make you pucker?
Yeah, except, again, it's all talk. And again, that's his sales pitch. If what he's selling is better government and he can show that he can get it done and he does get it done, I can put up with the hyperbole.
Let's say, Steve, that he's successful. That in 4 years from now, he's really made a lot of inroads, but the Democrats take over. Mm-hmm. Will they just erase it all? The things that he's doing, are they erasable again?
Well, if we continue to have government by executive order, yeah. If he, you know, he came in and he did away with all the executive orders in place and put his own there. And if he doesn't actually get Congress to put some of those things into law, yeah, the next president of a different party or even a different Republican with a different philosophy is going to change it all.
Would you agree that the executive has way too much power?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and the only good thing about that is he only has it for as long as he's there.
Yes.
And yeah, Congress needs to step up. I mean, Congress is just, and you know, there are so many Republicans, you know, they're afraid to disagree with Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess I can understand that. I see it at East West Gateway. I see some traditional Democrats, East West Gateway, are afraid to disagree with the progressives.
Yeah.
And the fact is, people in the middle, in both parties, need to get a backbone again.
Amen.
Doesn't mean doesn't mean that you can't be a good Republican if you disagree with somebody else in the Republican Party or vice versa for Democrats. There needs to be an intelligent debate.
Debate is the root of our country. That's what makes us great. We can all have separate ideas. We can all have separate opinions, and they're all valid.
People don't want to debate. They want to go ahead and play stunts and say things to get attention, and when somebody tries to cross-examine them, they walk away from the microphone.
All right, quick break. Right back with more of the Think Tank after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, guys. DG Asa and KMOX 425. We're here with Chuck Summers, who is running for Ann Wagner's seat, and Steve Ellman, St. Charles County Executive. Steve, what are a few things you've learned in your time as county executive? You already had a pretty storied career and was a judge and done lots of things.
Boy, you think I'd be ready for that question. I guess I've learned the importance of personal relationships in politics. You can just get a lot more accomplished with your friends than you can with your enemies. And it's, you know, there's times you just have to make an enemy, but there's times when you can avoid it. And in the long run, you're going to be better off for it.
Can you...
You know, people will say, oh, yeah, here's a guy, all he wants to do is compromise. There's a distinction there.
Yeah. Flesh that out a little bit. Can you be friends with someone, you personally, politically, who's diametrically opposed to what you believe? And if so, how do you do that?
Ray Hartman's a friend.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chuck.
That's all right, brother. No hard feelings.
Yeah, so I guess if I can be friends with Ray Hartman, I can certainly be friends with somebody I disagree with.
Is it becoming more difficult?
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult. When I left the Senate 25 years ago, half my friends were Democrats and the other half were Republicans, and I didn't see any problem with that. Most of my colleagues didn't either. But from what I hear now, you know, you're going to be suspect if you have too many friends on the other side. Maybe you're not really with us. I mean, it's just it's the whole conspiracy thing. And
compromise has become a dirty word, and it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. At least not on most issues. There are some things you can't compromise.
We're a 50-50 country. We should have to compromise to get anything done.
I know. And when we can't compromise, we have elections, and then the winner takes all. But that shouldn't be that way on everything. So,
Chuck, if you are successful in taking on Ann Wagner, what's your overall approach? You show up in a suit day one. Who do you want to be known as?
I want to be known as the guy who got infrastructure projects done that is addressing climate change and extreme weather events, because they are coming. There is nothing we can do. As a matter of fact, it's in another news report today. People lost their lives in Kentucky because of flooding. We can mitigate flooding. We have the technology to do that. We can fight wildfires. We have the technology to do that. I want to pass legislation that addresses extreme weather events and climate change. I want to use American-made products and union labor to do it, and invest in this country and rebuild our infrastructure. That would be one of the best things that would ever happen.
Steve, 30 seconds left. It's all yours. Any final thoughts for the day?
Well, let me ask Chuck. So what about we got a problem with energy? Would you be in favor of hydroelectric dams? Would you be in favor of nuclear power?
Nuclear power. I think small, mini nuke plants is part of the process. It's going to have to be an all process, not just one.
Okay. Well, good.
There you go. Common ground.
Yeah.
Common ground.
Compromise.
So I need to get my blood drawn, because you need to get your blood drawn before you get your pellets. I'm getting my pellets on Wednesday. Tomorrow was the absolute last day I could put it off. And just now, literally, when the music was playing, I see that Dr. John Patrick Stein's office is calling me. And I thought, because I'm going in tomorrow morning to get my blood drawn, I thought they were calling. My fantasy was they were calling and saying, due to the snow.
close our office.
And they don't know I'm coming. You can just go in anytime you want and get your blood drawn. And I really thought that they were calling to say, because of the snow, we're going to be closed. I'd be like, well, nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're just calling to say I need to make an appointment.
Nice.
Crap.
Well, got to do that. It's not that bad, right?
Here's the thing. My arms, my chest, my back, covered in tattoos, no fun, significant pain, but I get through five-hour tattoos. There's something about, and I'm okay with the shot. I'm not good with the shot, but it's okay. Something about putting a needle in my vein and taking blood out just Ebes me.
Mm.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Poor Phoebe. She has the vaso, whatever it is.
Yeah, my sister does too, yeah.
Yeah, where she has to be sitting down because she's going to pass out.
Got to turn your head and not look.
Poor thing. Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah. That's not great.
Rach, tell me about Super Hermit Mode.
Oh, Super Hermit Mode is not to be confused with my normal hermit mode, which is all the time I just want to be at home. But this weather has me in super hermit mode. Like, it's a struggle to even make it here. I just want to stay in bed. Like, I don't even want to, like, curl up on the couch. It's like, no, I want to keep sleeping all day. It's too cold to do anything. And I know I'm saying that on what's supposed to be the warmest day this week. But,
yeah.
Oof, it's just too much, man. It's too much.
And you sit around watching train videos?
I did. I watched so many train videos this weekend in particular. I watch a lot of train videos just in general because I'm cool. But these, I was watching people take Amtraks from San Francisco to Chicago and then from Chicago to New York. The whole thing takes about 5 days. And you're on the train basically the whole time. You can get off for like an hour at a time for a little smoke break or fresh air break, whatever floats your boat. But it seems really cool. I don't know that I would do it. I don't know if I could be on a train for 5 full days and not feel a little crazy. But especially the trip from San Francisco to Chicago, or, you know, you can go the opposite direction too. Very scenic, very beautiful.
Yeah.
And it must be a great way to see the country.
Wheels, the Four Nations has really been great.
Did you pay attention to that at all this
weekend?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, well, the U.S. and Canada, for those that didn't see it, the U.S. and Canada squared off, and it was 3 fights in the first 9 seconds of the game.
Two of them Kachucks.
The Kachuk boys involved, no surprise there. The instigators, I'm sure. As their dad called them, lunatics, in an interview. So, you know, and Walt was known for stirring it up a good bit, too. So they take after dad in that regard. It's just a fascinating thing. Like, this is what's replacing the All-Star game in the NHL, right? So instead of doing an All-Star week and having all that, they've made this essentially 2 weeks where it's four nations. It's the United States, Canada, Finland, and Sweden. Those are the teams, those are the countries that have the most players in the NHL.
Okay.
And I guess they excluded Russia because of Ukraine and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because Russia obviously would be one of the tops. They have one of the most talented groups of people from the country. And it matters. The players care. They're into it. There's pride involved. You can tell. I mean, they're fighting. They're like throwing full-on haymakers, and they actually hit each other. They're real hockey games.
Didn't the Kachuk say something about booing the national anthem?
Well, there are, yeah, I'm sure there's a little bit of buzz about that, too, because Canadians in NHL games and at NBA games, Canadian fans have been booing the U.S. anthem because of all of the tariffs and things like that, or the tariff. Are they real yet, or are they just threats, or is it kind of pending?
Pending, I think.
Pending, okay, whatever. But because of the tariffs, they've been booing. They're not booing the U.S. They're not booing the teams. They're booing one person.
Yeah.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.